Okay, so David Brown from Transport for London. Today you're launching the new countdown timers on the pedestrian crossing in Blackfriars Road by Southwark Station. Talk us through what it's all about.
What you have at the moment is a system whereby there's a green man invitation to cross for pedestrians, followed by what we call a blackout period, where it allows people enough time to cross the road, but people don't really understand that and don't know whether they can cross the road or not. And what we're doing is replacing that blackout period with a numerical countdown display, which gives certainty and allows people to know exactly how much time they've got to cross the road. And as a consequence, what we hope is it will improve pedestrian safety.
And as well as the pedestrian safety angle, we keep being told this is part of the Mayor's smoothing traffic flow agenda. What does that actually mean?
Well, ultimately what it means is that we can look at how we make judgments on the amount of time between pedestrians and the traffic. But it's actually about the more certainty we give to pedestrians, the more time we've got to play with at each junction, which is quite valuable. But even on a very micro level, if you've got people starting to cross when it's on the red man and therefore traffic has to stop, that is actually a delay to traffic in itself. And what we're trying to do is get people to observe the traffic signals and cross when it's quite clearly saying when you can cross and how much time you've got to cross.
And at this trial here in Blackfriars Road, do you know if the green man phase has been shortened at all as part of this?
This is a very complicated junction with four different arms, and there's no change in terms of the amount of time for pedestrians that we've got here.
Is that the green man and the blackout phase added together, or the green man phase has been shortened and the blackout phase lengthened?
Well, each site varies that we've got. Each of the eight trial sites will vary according to the dynamics of that site. And I'm trying to avoid getting into some technical mumbo jumbo, but it's about the number of cycles you have at the site and they change over time. But each site meets the DFT guidelines, and each site is not being any worse off than it is at the moment.
And finally, we keep being told that Transport for London is facing lots of cuts, there's lots of financial pressures on the organisation. Might some people think it's a bit frivolous to be spending money on this type of scheme when traffic lights as we know them have worked seemingly well for many years?
Well, one in five of all fatalities and serious injuries of pedestrians take place at these traffic light junctions. And if we only reduce one of those with the investment we've already made, then there's a payback period immediately. And I think it's beholden on us to try and find ways in which pedestrian safety is improved.
And finally, how long is this trial going to last, and what are you hoping to learn from it?
The trial will last 18 months. There's eight different sites. We will measure both what's happening to pedestrian safety, we'll measure the pedestrian perceptions of it, and also look at the technical feasibility issues.